Hare Krishna. Chaitanya Charitamrita ki jai. Dvaita Charya is feeding Gornitai, and it's a very humorous leela. This is, of course, in Shantipur. Gauranga is in Shantipur. And Lord Chaitanya says, too much for me, I can't eat all this. Three big, huge banana plates, 6 feet long banana plates, I can't eat all of this. Just give me some bhikshu. And then Oidacharya says, I know you're Jagannath. And in Jagannath Puri, you're eating 56 preparations a day. 8-9 times a day you're eating. Oh, this is nothing. It's a morsel. It's a morsel for you. Then Nityananda, who is his company, said, what is this? I've been traveling for 3 days. I thought if I came to Grihastha Brahman's house, this is Vedic Dharma. The guest must be satisfied. If a guest goes away from your house and he's not satisfied with the prasadam, it's a great sin, great aparad. So he said, what is this? I'm starving. I'm 3 days. I'm wandering. And then, and of course, he's joking. It's all in jest. So then Advaita Acharya said, what are you? What kind of avadut? You're a reject Paramahamsa. There's enough food here for 20 men. And you're a reject Paramahamsa. And then it goes on. That's where we are. We're continuing that story today. Text 86 from the story of Gornitai on her prasadam at Advaitacharya's house in Shantipur. Tumi kete paradasha vishwamanara an amitaha kana pava daridra brahman. Advaitacharya accused Nityananda Prabhu, saying, you are a reject Paramahamsa. You can eat 10 to 20 mounds of rice. We left off that yesterday. I am a poor Brahmin. How shall I get so much rice? 20 mounds of rice is how much? 40 kilos in a mound. So he's saying, what is this? I know you could eat 800 kilos of rice. Because Nityananda, where does Nityananda eat 800 kilos of rice? Where does Nityananda, I want you to think. I want thinking people, not stupid. Where does Nityananda eat 800 kilos of rice every day? Jagannath Puri is Baladev. Is Baladev Nityananda? How much rice does Baladev eat in Jagannath Puri every day? Minimum 800 kilos. Maybe more. So, same thing. Jagannath and Balaram are coming for lunch. Well, we left up. This is today's verse. Yepanacha mushtekana tahan kana uta pagalami na kariha na chadayo juta. I wait to speaking. Nitai, whatever you have in front of you, though it may be only a palmful of rice, please eat it and get up. Don't show your madness and throw the remnants here and there. It says pagal. Pagal in Hindi, pagal means mad, crazy. Chadhayo, juta. Juta means after you eat it, it comes out, juta. Because Nityananda is, why would he think that Nityananda may throw the rice here and there? Because Nityananda is usually in Balyabhav. And what do children do when they're angry? They throw everything here and there. So he's saying, look, don't become a mad balak. He mata hasya rase karina bhojan arda arda khana prabhu charina vyanjan. Thus Nittai and Gore, they ate and talked, they enjoyed and talked with Advaita Acharya jokingly. After eating half of each vegetable preparation given to him, Mahaprabhu abandoned it and went to the next. That's very interesting. Because previously he said it's not the duty of a sannyasi to leave any remnants, remember? Now he's only eating half. So he seems to be contradicting his own statements. So what is going on here? So what is the best way to digest your food? Now, what is when you're eating food, what is the best way to help you digest? So it says, Emata hasiras, hasiras karina bojan. So what is the stai rati here? Sakya. Nitai. So what is the stai rati between Nitai and Gaur? Sakya. What is the stai rati between Advaita and Gaur? Vatsalya mixed with Sakya. Because he's older, he's like father. And what is he doing? He's feeding the children. He's feeding them. And mother and his wife with so much, what's his wife's name? Sita Devi. Sita Devi would so much all the time cook for Gauranga. So this is the nourishment, feeding the children. This is Vatsalya. So his primary mood is like, he's like my son. And so anytime he comes out, he sit down and eat. Sita cook, I'll cook. I'm merely feeding. And whenever anyone comes home, the mother says, sit down and eat. Oh, you look very thin. They're not feeding you in ISKCON. You're not getting food in a temple. Please, you sit down and eat. So this is going on. So now there's hasya ras being exchanged. Gona ratiya, secondary ratiya is hasya, laughter, comedy, humor. And so they're relishing. He's, Advaita Acharya and Sita Devi are relishing hasya. They're laughing from the mood of a parent. That's why he said, what did Advaita say? Don't throw your food around. Is that what you say to a 40-year-old man? But does a mother and father, do they ever see that my son is 40, 50, 60? No, he's always my son. Oh, my Lala. So he's saying, hey, don't be a baby around here. Don't throw your food. So that's his Vatsalya. So he's relishing hasya ras through Vatsalya, and Gaur Nitai are relishing hasya or laughter with each other, joking and making fun with Advaita Acharya. It's like two sons playing with their father, making jokes on their father. Father says, sit down and eat. Oh, I'm hungry. It's not enough. And the other one says, oh, it's too much. Save Yanjana Acharya Puna Karina Puran. Emate puna puna pari veshe vyanjan. As soon as half a vegetable was in the pot was finished, Advaita would fill it up again. In this way, as the Lord finished half a preparation, Advaita Acharya would again fill it up. So Gauranga would eat half, and Advaita would fill again half, so that way he ate full. He ate half and left half. Acharya, you're leaving half. Okay, take another half. So then he would eat half and leave that half. So that becomes one. And then he'd leave half. Then he'd say, okay, take another half. Then it becomes one and a half. One half remaining, right? And he'd say, oh, half remaining. Take another half. So now it's two and a half remaining. Ate two and left a half. You follow? So this is definitely a Vatsalya Leela. Dronavyan Jane Pari Karina Pratana. Prabhupalina ara kata kariba bhojan. After filling a pot with vegetables, Advaita requested them to eat more. Mahaprabhu said, how much more can I go on eating? I want to eat half, because this is a sannyasi, this is bhikshu vikar. I mean, bhikshu vidhi. That he begs with two hands, oh ma, give me some food. So because two hands, if you put your two hands together, small hands, small belly, big hands, big belly. So it's an advantage to have big hands. They can eat more Mahaprasadam, no? So it's told in the Shastras that the man's belly is as big as his two hands. Oh, please give me some alms. So then he begs, he gets food with two hands. And then he takes one hand, half of what he's collected, and gives it to some cows or any other animals here and there. So That's why Mahaprabhu is observing this, only taking half. You give me this much, I only taking half. And now it's 1.5 and 2.5. He said, wait, stop. How much can I eat? Acharya kahe, jedi achek taha nachariba ekana jedi tara ardeka kaiva. Please do not give up whatever I have already served you. Now, whatever I am giving, you may eat half and leave half. So how many servings? 1, 2, 3. So he wanted to only eat half of one serving, but he's already eaten 3, so many, 4. And that way there's some mediation between the two parties. Nana yatna dhainye prabhur karaila bhojana acharjera itcha prabhu karila purana. By submitting various requests, yatna, by all efforts and humility, yatna dainye, and waiter made Mahaprabhu and Nityananda eat. Itcha Prabhu Karila Puran. In this way, Mahaprabhu fulfilled all the desires of Vaitacharya. So his general attitude, his general behavior was complete sense control at all times and places, and eating the barest of necessities and the simplest of foods, roots and fruits. Because it's just between him and his form and environment. So he's following. But now when he mixes with devotees, it's not just he and his form and the environment or the Udipan, but it's Mahaprabhu and his form, his transcendental form, and it's the environment, Shantipur. But then it's another devotee, the Prema Shraya Alamban, Advaita. So now I have this particular code of behavior and this line of action that I generally follow all the time. But now I'm with my devotee. So now my protocol, my exchange will take some new shade. So I want to make him happy. So he says that Prabhu Itcha Karila Puran, Acharya Itcha Prabhu. So Prabhu Mahaprabhu, he Itcha Puran, he completely Pura, Om Purnama Dhamma Purnama Dhamma. He completely fulfilled the desires of Advaitacharya to fully satisfy the two boys, Gornitai. So the Lord adjusted his normal behavior and he ate Akantiya Puriya. So this is how love changes the course of behavior. The Lord's behavior moves according to the loving expressions of the devotee. It's not fixed in any one way. Oh no, I can't eat. But a devotee wants to satisfy the other devotees and please them and reciprocate with their love. They were offering their love, so they're offering their love. Their love is being offered in food, like the gopis offer their love in yogurt. So then Krishna comes to take their love, accept their love. How much yogurt can a little boy eat? He's 3 years old. How big a little boy's yogurt, a belly is so big? His belly is this big, 3 years old. I mean, how many houses does he go to every morning? There's thousands of gopis. He has a heavy schedule. He leaves at 3-4 o'clock in the morning. He doesn't get back till sunrise. Because stealing is always done in the dark. Lakanchora Bhagavan Sri Krishna Ki. So this is the, so obviously he's not eating. He's not eating because he's hungry. And he's eating way beyond his possible babyhood capacity because he wants unlimited love and they have unlimited love to offer to him. So he goes and fully accepts and reciprocates with each and every single Braja Gopi, pure devotee of Krishna, Gopal. So Gauranga now, Lord Gopal, Krishna has come as Gauranga and he's reciprocating with his parents. These are also parents. like the gopis are in Sakya, I mean, Vatsalya Bhav. So he goes and accepts her Vatsalya Ras, or Vatsalya Bhav, by stealing her yogurt. And they would make it so hard to steal also, just to increase the thrill of stealing. It's like if it's stealing candy from a baby, then it's too easy. But there's whole espionage involved and planning and this thing and that thing, and this has to fit into that. Then you get your desired object, and you're so that the thrill of victory is greater. Prabhupada himself said that. What's a glorious victory without a glorious fight? And there's no challenge. There's no fun. Nitin, so that's on one. We have two parties eating here. So if the husband and wife come for dinner, you have to please the wife and the husband. So Garanga appears to be pleased, and so is it Advaita with Garanga's behavior, Sadachar. Nityananda kahe amara petana bharya bharila. Lana yaha tora ana kichu na kaila. Hey Advaita, my belly is not filled. Amara pet, na bharila. Bharila in Bengali means bara in Hindi, bara, heavy. My belly's not filled up. Please take away your food. I have not taken the least of it. So now there's hasya ras. Now there's some disappointment, which is also a ras, gona ras, or anubhav. Now you'll see some other things. This voice is a little angry. Hey, take it away! How can you say that unless there's some anger? First comes the bhav, then the expression of the bhav. So my speaking indicates my heart's position. Please take away your food, Advaita. So that's expressing some bhav through words, some anger. Hetabali eka grasa bhatta hate lana ujhali felila age yena krudahana. I told you. Nityananda took a handful of rice and threw it on the floor in front of him as if he was kruda, angry. Ha! But not only did the rice fall on the floor, it also went somewhere else. Where did that rice fall? Bhatta dui chari lage acharyera ange. Bhat ange lanacharya nache bahurange. When two or four pieces of that rice touched Advaita's body, he began to dance in different ways with the rice still stuck to his body. Ah. Mercy, mercy, mercy. So Nityananda liked to express his mercy in different ways. Sometimes with his hands, he would express his mercy, as giving his mercy to Advaita, throwing rice at him. Sometimes he would express his mercy in other ways, even by his feet. Is there any pastime of Nityananda distributing his mercy by his feet? Huh? What's the situation? Panihati, chipped rice festival in Panihati at Raghava Pandit's house. Yeah? Very nice. Das Goswami was able to escape from his father by the mercy of his guru, Yadananda Acharya. And Yoga Maya, but yet he understood that without the mercy of Nitai, you cannot attain Radha and Krishna. Heno bine bhai Radha Krishna poyate nai. So Radha and Krishna are Gauranga. Gauranga is Rasaraj Sri Krishna Mahabhav Surupini Radha. And he heard that Nityananda was there, so he went from wherever he was, and who am I speaking of? Raghunath Das. He went from his village somewhere in Mandal, Navadri Mandal, I can't remember. And he went to Panihati, where Nittai was. And he fell at it, paid a dandavas at a distance. Then Lord Nityananda said, who is this? And then he came forward and he put his feet on his head and gave mercy. He said, now feed all the Vaishnavas. So by Nittai Kripa and Vaishnava Kripa, one attains Radha and Krishna. Vaishnavas, Hari Guru Vaishnava saved. He served all the Vaishnavas at Panihati. With all his father's money, he arranged this, that. And he fed them all. And all the walas, fruit walas, fal walas, they were very satisfied because they would sell out a whole cart of food and fruit and go back and get another one. He said, whatever you have, I'll buy it. He He bought all the carts of fruit and everything. So everybody's extremely happy at that festival. So by receiving the blessings and mercy of the Vaishnavas, Vaishnava Hunt Kripa, and the mercy of Pittai, then he without any obstacles or difficulties, was able to proceed to the direct association of Radha and Krishna and Jagannath Puri. Viraha Kshetra. Jagannath Puri is Viraha Kshetra, Vipralamba Kshetra, the place where one feels deep separation from Radha and Krishna and Vrindavan. There's another time also. What's the other time? Nityananda gave mercy with his foot. What's he saying? Shivananda's saying, yes. What was the circumstance? They were traveling from West Bengal to Puri, and Shivananda Sain was, Sain means a wealthy person. He was very wealthy, like Kayast or Kshatriya, I don't know. He wasn't a Brahmin, very wealthy. So he said, I'll make arrangements for all the 200 devotees to travel peacefully and comfortably from Bengal and Kalna and East Bengal to go to Jagannath Puri to meet Lord Chaitanya, dance in the Rath Yatra and be there for 4 months. So then it was going on. He was paying all the boat fares and all the taxes and all the pilgrims' tax and all the things, fooding, everything. And then at one point Nityananda wasn't happy with the arrangement, something. He said, what does this Shivananda say? Useless. Doom! There's that painting is there, a famous painting you must have seen. How many have seen the painting? It's easy. Open the Chaitanya Charitamrita and you'll see it. I'm not saying read it. Don't read the Chaitanya Charitamrita. It's very dangerous. You may become a pure devotee. But at least go look at the pictures, right? Kids like to look at pictures. So, like that. You can see, probably it's in here, because this particular one volume edition, they've collected all the original pictures from the 17 volumes. And subsequent new printings of the Chaitanya Charitamrita, there's also new paintings inserted here and there. Angry at not having been provided a residence by Shivananda Sain, Nityananda Prabhu cursed him. And when Shivananda Sain came there, the Lord stood up and kicked him. So cursing means you speak something. Because you're angry, then you speak. And then if you're really angry, not only you speak something, top! So then he said, top! Boom! It was like perfect. It's a perfect, I think actually Nityananda taught Bruce Lee. Nityananda taught Bruce Lee the art of karate. You stupid! Where's my residence? Tong! Oh! Mercy, mercy. Kripa, kripa, kripa. So these are the old paintings from 75 that were done in 2 months. For the 17 volumes, they painted like 60 paintings in 2 months. Now there's newer ones by Russian artists, and now they're very, very detailed and more exact. And you can see in various editions of Chaitanya Charitamrita, maybe Russian edition or Spanish or German. When I go to Prabhupada's rooms in Mayapur, that used to be the fashion. Of course, now most of the books are printed. But whenever a new book came out, they would come to Mayapur and offer it to Prabhupada, and then they would put it in his room. Swahili Bhagavatam and Telugu Bhagavatam and all these, whatever languages were there, they would be on a shelf next on the right, Prabhupada's right-hand side in his darshan room upstairs in the Lotus building, room 17 maybe, 16 and 17. I used to stay in room 18. When I stayed 2.5 months in Mayapur for 10 years, every summer I would stay in room 18 and go on Ekadasis and spend the night with Prabhupada. It was a very sweet time. Guru and Gauranga, right? Gauranga Dham and Guru. But when you go there, I like books too much. So I said, let me look at this Chinese book or whatever. I said, oh, look at this painting. I know the one original one from CC. They have all new paintings because they have so many new devotee artists. So they make new paintings for their editions. French edition of Bhagavatam has different paintings than the American edition of Bhagavatam. Oh, yeah. Language is French, but even the paintings are different. So it's a really kind of fun thing to do when you're in Mayapur, to go pick up one book and you say, oh, that's a great painting. And then you'll see other scenes that you've never seen in any other book before. You've never seen any of Prabhupada's original English books, let's say. You'll see those particular leelas or scenes depicted in painting, like Shutadev. I mentioned that Krishna went to visit Shutadev in Bahalaswa. Bahalaswa is a king and Shutadev is a Brahmin. And Shutadev was expressing a particular type of anubhava or ecstatic symptoms of dancing and waving a cloth in the air. And this was done in the Gorlila also. I forget, somebody was waving their cloth. We read that. And I said, yes, there's a nice painting. But then I went through the Krishna book that I have in English, but that painting's not there. But it's in one Krishna book I saw in Russian that Shutadev is Krishna's there like this. Dwarkadish and Shutadev is waving his cheddar, his Brahminical cheddar above his head and dancing in ecstasy. And that particular emotion, dancing is one expression, but dancing and waving a cloth is another type of ecstasy. Avadutera jutta lagila mora onge parama pavitra more kaila e dhange. When the rice thrown by Nityananda touched Advaita's body, Advaitacharya thought that he was supremely purified by those remnants. Parama pavitra. Therefore he began dancing. That's a very interesting translation. It says, Parama pavitra more kaila edhange avadut juta lagila. When those Juta, the food remnants, Mahaprasad from the Avadut Nityananda Avadut, when they touched his body, he thought he was Pavitra. But the way it says, when the rice thrown by Nityananda touched his body, Advaita thought himself purified by the touch of the remnants of Paramahamsa Nityananda. And as a result of that purification, he began dancing. Prabhupada says he began dancing. So he's saying that parama means parama pavitra, supremely purified. And Prabhupada's using the word parama to refer to Paramahamsa. He became purified by the touch of the Paramahamsa. Very interesting. Nityananda did not observe the ordinary rules and regulations of a sannyasi. He exhibited the behavior of a mad avadut. Advaitacharya accepted this happily because he presented himself as a member of the community of Smarta Brahmanas. By touching the remnants of the food thrown by Nityananda, Advaitacharya immediately felt himself purified of all Smarta contamination. That's interesting. The remnants of food left by a pure Vaishnava are called Maha-Maha-Prasadam. Such Mahamahaprasadam is completely spiritual and identical with Vishnu. These remnants are not ordinary. The remnants of food left by the spiritual master are purifying. When an ordinary person touches such Mahamahaprasadam, his mind becomes purified and his mind is raised to the status of a Brahmana. The behavior and statements of Advaitacharya are meant for the understanding of ordinary people who are unaware of the strength of spiritual values, who don't understand the potency of food left by a bona fide spiritual master and pure Vaishnavas. Oh, this is food. What's so special about this? So, as I mentioned, in all these leelas, there's an exchange of bhav and prema. But then there's also so much shiksha, teaching. Vaishnava tattva, guru tattva, this is Bhagavat tattva. Also we're learning about Bhagavat, the truth of Bhagavat. Bhagavat what? Bhagavat prasad. Bhagavat means Bhagavan Sri Krishna. And Bhagavat means the Bhagavatam. And the glories of Bhagavan Sri Krishna. But Bhagavat in this case means Bhagavat prasad. You've heard this term, Bhagavat prasad? Well, that's a tattva. He's teaching the truth about this Mahaprasad that is so special. He's an avatut, so he's not seen as God, he's seen as a sannyasi. We know that he's Balaram, But he's seen he's playing the role of sannyasi. He's a paramahamsa. He's avadut. And so Advaita Acharya is acting in such a way to show, I felt supremely purified by the touch of this. So he's dancing. He's happy. He's so happy he got purified. When you're purified, you start to dance. You drag your useless body through year after year after year, engaging in all kinds of empty, meaningless relationships and pursuing all kinds of useless jobs and education. Then finally you meet devotees and they tell you about the Hare Krishna Mahamantra. They say, oh, come to the Sunday Love Festival. It's a lot of fun. There's dancing, philosophy, big feast. Acha, yeah. Come on Sunday at 4 o'clock, Sunday Love Feast. Shastra Chakshu. Don't see through. If you see Mana Chakshu, you'll be in trouble. You have to see Shastra. What does the Shastra say? That means you have to learn Vaishnav Tattva. Without Vaishnav Tattva and Guru Tattva, then so much mistakes come. Misreading the environment. Misconception. Then reaction. Tori Nirantrana Kari Paino Tarafal. Tora jati kula nahi sahaje pagal. Advaita jokingly said, after feeling purified and dancing around and watching Nityananda throw his rice everywhere like a Chutananda used to do when he was little. Advaita Acharya's son is a Chutananda. I used to throw his rice all around when he was little also. He said, oh, my son has come back as Nityananda. My dear Nityananda, because I made the mistake of inviting you for prasadam, I have now received the results of that mistake. You have no fixed caste or dynasty. Sahaja. Sahaja, like sahaja means natural. Sahaja pagal. By nature, you're mad. By saying this, sahaja, pago, Advaita is indicating Nityananda was transcendentally situated on the Paramahamsa stage. How so? Because Nityananda always remembered Radha and Krishna and their service, and this made him transcendentally mad. So this is the goal of Gaudiya Vaishnavism. To become transcendentally mad. Most people that come to ISKCON in the West, they're mad. They're materially mad in one way or another. And they become slightly sane. So once they're sane for many, many years, then they again go mad. And then it's transcendentally mad. So that's acceptable. Advaita goes on. Apanara samamore karibhara tare. Jutta dile viprabali bhaya na karile. To make me a madman like yourself, you have thrown the remnants of your food at me. You do not even fear the fact that I'm a Brahmin. And I can give you sarp. Sarp? Sharp. I can give you curse. Don't you know? Because if you take the food of someone, you take on their qualities. Yes? So he threw this food, he threw this rice, and this madman just threw rice at me, his remnants. Oh, you're trying to make me mad also? Prabhupada comments. Eating or touching the mahaprasadam of a brahmana is not degraded. There's no question of being polluted by touching the remnants of the food of a devotee or a brahmin. Actually, by eating such mahaprasadam, one is freed from all the contaminations of the material condition. That is the verdict of the Shastra. Nityananda balaye krishnara prasad ihake jutta kahile tumi kaile aparad. Nityananda replied, you've thrown these remnants of your jutta at me. You have no fear of viprabhaya. You're not afraid of a Brahmin? Durvasa Muni was a Brahmin. People were extremely afraid of Durvasa Muni. He can give a curse and you're finished. So Advaita Acharya is no less powerful. Because the pure Vaishnava is all Ashta cities. Anima, Lagima, all the cities. So Nityananda replies, These are the remnants. That rice that I threw in your body is not jhuta. This is the remnants of food left by Krishna. It's Krishna prasad. If you take them as ordinary remnants, you have committed an offense. Shateka sanyasi jari karaha bojan tabeye aparadaha ibe kantan. Nityananda continued. Now listen, you've made a big offense. You're saying this Krishna prasad is jhuta? Jhuta means something from the mouth, contaminated. Because in the Prabhupada's purport, he said, it's told in Puranas, even if Mahaprasad falls from the mouth of a dog, even a dog eats it and drops it out, you can still eat it. It's never contaminated. Even if it falls from the mouth of a chandala. Oh, I'm a brahmana. Aha! I'm a brahmana. I can't eat your remnants. That was the thing in Krishna Balaram Mandir. When they're having the opening of the temple, they had all these brahmanas there. Maybe from South India or something. And Prabhupada said, please offer them Mahaprasadam. And then Gurudas or whoever was in charge, Akshayananda Maharaj, they said, Prabhupada, we offer them very nice Mahaprasad from the deities in the plate. They said, no, we can't take your Mahaprasad because you're malicious. You're malicious Jnavanas. Although they're pure Brahmins and all initiated, proper initiation and purity and all these things. And all the proper rituals and Yamas and Niyams of puja and mudras and mantras and all these things. So no. So they were there for 6 or 7 days doing puja and they brought their own cook with them because they knew that. And they arranged. They refused. They never took Mahaprasadam. So then afterwards Prabhupada said, yes, our Mahaprasadam is impure, but our money is pure. When we offered them money, they gladly took it. I gave them 10,000, 20,000 rupees for the seva. Yes, thank you very much. Very good, very good. Yes. Very good, very pure. It's a nice pastime in the biography of Bhakti Pramod Puri Maharaj. And he had gone to see Prabhupada once somewhere. He's his god brother. He's a disciple of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. Bhakti Nityalila Prishtam Sri Shriman Bhakti Pramod Puri Maharaj. And he came to see Prabhupada somewhere, 75, 6, wherever, I don't know, opening some temple. Then Prabhupada told one of his servants, go bring some Mahaprasad from Radha Madhav for Swamiji. So he brought. And then he offered to him, and he went like this, you know. He folded his hands. So then, in 1977, when Prabhupada was leaving this world, to pay his respects to his dear godbrother, Bhakti Pramod Puri Maharaj came to Vrindavan to visit Prabhupada. And this event happened in 72, or quite a few years before, 71, 72, somewhere. The food, it was at ISKCON Temple. And the Prabhupada's Western devotees were cooking everything. And that Mahaprasad they offered, and he refused. And then he tells in his biography, he said, why I refused in 1971? Because I'm a Smarta Brahmin. I'm a Smarta Brahmin by birth. And we cannot eat any food touched by the hand of a... Just like Advaita Acharya is a Smarta Brahmin. So you're throwing your sannyasi avadhu, throwing your jhuta at me. So we cannot take any food that's prepared from the hands of Mlecha, Yavana, Nastik, whatever, non-Aryan, whatever you are. That means he doesn't really follow so much Gauranga's understanding. But then later, as he experienced more of the Western Vaishnavas, and between 71 and 77, Western devotees were joining Gaudiya Math here and there, different Gaudiya Maths, whatever, from different sides, because they're also preaching everywhere. And then he understood something more, deeper about Gauranga Mahaprabhu. Gauranga Mahaprabhu is ahoituki kripa, the causeless mercy of Gauranga Mahaprabhu, how he can transform iron into gold, sparshamani, touchstone. 77, when Prabhupada was only a week or so or two before he left his body, then Puri Maharaj came to pay his last respects. And then Prabhupada was like this, lying in his bed. And he said, Puri Maharaj. And he looked at him. This is in the biography. And he said, would you like some Mahaprasad from our deities? From our Krishna Balar Mandir, which is called in Grays Mandir? Whatever, he said. And then at that point, when Prabhupada said that, then Puri Maharaj, he realized, oh, wait a minute, he hasn't forgotten. And Prabhupada remembers 6, 7, 8 years before when I refused the same Mahaprasadam cooked by the same Western, the same disciples, and maybe even, who knows. And then he said, but by that time I realized the incredible mercy of Gauranga. And I realized that this food cooked by these Westerners is fully Mahaprasadam, it's fully pure and sanctified, and if I honor this prasadam, I'll get purified. So Prabhupada looked at me with an expression in his eyes and said, remember? Remember 8 years ago when he refused? And I knew that, because these are highly realized souls, so I knew what Prabhupada's look, super soul was coming through Prabhupada's eyes, super soul was coming through my mind. And I instantly realized, yes, this is my test. And he said, at that moment, when I accepted that transmission of knowledge and realization, I really understood the full mercy of Lord Gauranga. So I said, yes, I'd gladly accept. And he took it and ate it in front of Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki. Mahaprasad ki. So after he said this is, Vaitacharya said, you've thrown your jute at me, don't you know I'm a Brahmin? And Nityananda said, nah, this is not contaminated, this is Krishna Mahaprasad. Not only that, listen, you made a big offense. And the only way to nullify your offense is if you have to invite at least 100 sannyasis. You have to invite 100 sannyasis to your house and you have to feed them sumptuously. That will kandana. Aparad kandan. You'll say a kanda kirtan. A kandan means to break. That will break your aparad. How did Acharya, Vaidacharya respond to this? Did he immediately send his secretary out to invite 100 brahmanas? Did he order his servants to go to the market and buy hundreds of kilos of ghee and rice and milk to feed all these? Because the Avadhut Paramahamsa, he's Guru Tattva, he's telling me that I made an aparad. Well, this is very bad. I can't go back to Godhead. Like Sachi made an aparad to Advaitacharya. And Gauranga wouldn't give her prema. And she had to touch the dust of his feet and beg forgiveness. So how did he reply? Did he submit to that request and say, you're right, I'll go invite them, I'll start cooking immediately? Acharya kai, na kariba sannyasi nir mantran, sannyasi nashila mora sava smriti dharam. I shall never, not only will I not going to invite 100 sannyasis, I am never ever again going to invite even one sannyasi. Why? Because it is one sannyasi who has spoiled all my Brahminical Smriti regulations. Smriti Dharma Nash. Smriti Dharma Nash. Heta Bali Dvijane Karaila Achaman Uttama Shayate Laiya Karaila Shayan. After this, Vaitacharya washed the hands of Gaur and Nitai, had them wash their hands and mouths. Then he took them to a nice bed and made them lie down to take rest. Lavanga lachi bija utam rasavas tulasi mandri saha dila mukavas. After they were lying down peacefully, Gaur and Nitai, in the beds, Vaitacharya fed the two lords lavanga and ilachi. Cloves and cardamom mixed with tulsi flowers. Thus there was a good flavor within their mouths. Why were they mixed with tulsi flowers? Two reasons. There's two reasons why they're mixed with tulsi flowers. Hmm? One reason is that the way the Acharya is understanding, if you offer something to God, there must be a Tulsi Mandri or Tulsi leaf. Yes? So Gaura Nitai or God? Krishna Balaram. So I'm offering this, I should offer. That's if he... And the second reason is what? The reason he had Tulsi Mandris on it because it was Mahaprasadam. That's already been established by Nityananda. He said, you've offered this, this is Krishna Prasad you threw at me. You didn't just offer this to us and I threw it at you. Gaura Nitai reading Mahaprasad of the Shalagram deity of Advaita Acharya. Brahmins always offer all their food to Shalagram. So they had a good flavor within their mouth. The flavor of, it says, ras, utam rasavas. Rasavas. So they have very tasteful spices, but they also had the flavor of Advaita Acharya's prem ras in the offering he made to his deities. Because lavanga elachi bija utam rasavas. So that the utam, the topmost rasa, because you can just say cloves and cardamom have ras. Could say lavanga elachi rasavas. Yes? You can say that. The cardamom and cloves have rasa, taste, flavor, flavorful, tasteful spices. So why does Krishnadas Kaviraj use the word utam? But actually, the utam ras was, it was the Adara Amrita, Vishnu Adara Amrita. The nectar of the lips of the Vishnu Shalagram. That's what's made it utam. That's the topmost ras, the topmost amritam. Sugandhi chandane lipta kaila kale bhara. Sugandhi pushpamala anadila vridayopar. So first he fed them sumptuously up to their neck and more and beyond. Up to their necks and beyond. Then he said, maybe you can't move now. I think if you eat to your neck, you can't move, right? Because your brain starts functioning. So then they said, please come with me. I'll take you by the hand. You lie in this bed. So now you lie in this bed. But I gave you so much itna prasad. You need something to digest. Digestive aids. Hingostak chorna. You need some hingostak chorna. Or better yet, when you go to Bombay, they give you kror putti goli. You never had. I went to Surat and ate, when I was traveling in India, I ate in some rich, super rich kror putti's house in Gujarat. And all that kind of chuck-a-chuck stuff they give you. So that's where I said, no, I don't, I ate. That was like 1985 when I was first a sannyasi. And, I said, I'm not so much a professional sannyasi yet. I just started on the eating circuit, so my belly's not quite tuned up. So can you help me out? So he said, yeah, you take this, he bought this goli, round, digestive pill. I said, what do you call this? This is kror putti goli. Kropati means it's a millionaire's medicine. Goli means a little ball. It was a little round ball, not a tablet, a round ball. That was really quite good, actually. He said, you take this, you can eat everything, and then an hour later eat some more. So he's giving them spices. You feed them up to here, then you give spices. The gentleman, another place, it says a gentleman always offers spices to his guest after prasadam. This is a proper etiquette, Vedic etiquette. This is Vedic etiquette. Is he a Vedic Brahmin? Advaita Acharya is a Vedic Brahmin? Indian Brahmin, Vedic Brahmin? This is the etiquette. And elsewhere in Chaitanya Charitamrita says that. It's a proper etiquette that a host should offer digestive, elaichi, cardamom, whatever, digestive spices to his guests. If he doesn't, it's considered incomplete seva. Then what, this is the sequence of treating guests. Sugandhi chanani lipta kaila kalevara. Sugandhi pushpamala ani dila Ridai Upar. Then Advaita Acharya smeared their bodies in Gaura Nitai with chandan, sandalwood pulp, paste. And he placed very fragrant flower garlands on their chests. So it's not proper to offer a garland before someone takes prasadam. Because they might drop prasadam on the set. You can offer so many garlands and take another one. You can offer five garlands if you want. When they come, you offer a garland, but usually they'll take it off when they take prasadam. This is also proper. But then the flowers, it's Mahaprasad, they're also the fragrance. There's rasam, digest, helps digestion, also fragrance, sugandhi. Sugandhi or fragrance, aroma. They help the digestion. Sweet flowers. It's nice. I mean, kings all live like this. But it was a standard all over India and all cultures. So he's offering them chandan. Because what happens when you're, after you eat, your head becomes a little hot. Becomes a little hot. So you put the chandan on, you feel very cool and relaxed. Then, Acharya Karite Chai Pada Sambahan Sankuchitahana Prabhu Balina Vachan. And then I waited Acharya Wan to massage Gauranga's legs. He was hesitant. Acharya Karite Chai Pada Sambahan. He laid the Lord down to rest, Lord's. Then he waited to massage his legs. The Lord was peaceful, relaxed. Then Advaitacharya sat by the side of the bed and was gently massaging his legs. But Gauranga is very hesitant. Sankuchita. 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 Means sankut. Means chitta means consciousness and sankut means shrunken. So his consciousness was shrunken. So he was, that's why it says hesitant. Hesitant means like, I'm hesitant to speak. Should I say this? But he spoke as follows to Advaita. Prabhu Balena Vachan. Bahuta na chayile tumi, chara nachan. Mukunda haridasa laiya, karaha bojan. Mahabhu said, Advaita Charya, you have made me dance in various ways. Dance means serve you according to your desire. Like someone moves a puppet with the strings, or like this, and its legs go up and down. So in the hands of the Lord, in the hands of his devotees, the Lord dances like a puppet. So that's why he's using this term. We don't read anywhere that Chaitanya was dancing. Nityananda, the only person who was dancing at Advaita. He just came and they ate. At this juncture, they're taking prasada in a very cool-headed way, except Nityananda was a little wild. So why is he saying, made me dance? Because his love made him move. He didn't want to eat so much Mahaprasada, but because of his love, okay, I'll eat. So he was made to move according to the will of his pure devotee. So he used the phrase, you made me dance. Now give up this practice. Go with Mukunda and Haridas and accept your lunch. So Prabhupada's purport, he's explaining. He said, why did Lord Chaitanya speak like this? What is the teaching? What is the tattva? It's Leela. As I explained, the Leela, the exchange of Bhav, is what I was explaining. You made me dance because it's your love. And so, although my sannyas niyam is one thing, I threw out my niyam to reciprocate with your love. I just came from Jharkhand forest. I'm eating roots and boiled sabji, wild vegetables. And now you're giving me chapan bhog. That's your desire. That's your wish. Ichapurna. I completely fulfilled your desires. But wait a minute. You're going too far. You're going too far. I can't just be forever dancing according to your command. I have to assert myself. I have to also assert my identity and my position as a sannyasi for the teaching of others. Otherwise, sannyasis in the future, they will say, Mahaprabhu is a sannyasi. His spices and chandan and flower garlands, they massage his leg. He lies on a big bed after he eats. So I should have all that. Guru may have. The guru is worshipped as God. But a sannyasi never takes. What I don't want any service. Okay, I had to come here. I gave lecture, did kirtan. And you had some problems. I tried to help with your problems. I took your food. Now, let me relax. You go. He doesn't take spices because he doesn't eat this much, generally. But this is the general activity of grihastas serving guests, that they give spices, they give chandan. But a sannyasi, they will offer to a sannyasi because that's the standard etiquette. To any guest comes to the house, they must do that. But he'll say, it's not that they don't offer, but he'll say, no. That, so Lord Chaitanya is saying, no, okay, you now give up. Now you're going overboard. Go accept your lunch. And Prabhupada explains that in the purport. It's not befitting for a sannyasi to accept nice beds to lie on or to chew cloves and cardamom or have his body smeared with sandalwood pulp. I mean, some on your forehead doesn't mean whole body smear with sandalwood pulp. Nor is it befitting for him to accept fragrant garlands and have his legs massaged by a pure Vaishnava. Mahaprabhu said, you have already made me dance according to your vow. Now please stop it. Go take your lunch with Mukunda and Haridas. That's pretty interesting. Talk about smart regulations. He's eating his lunch with Mukunda and Haridas. He's going to take the Mahaprabhu with Haridas. While he's saying that Nityananda is Navadut, Nityananda is a Brahmin. Hadai Pandit is his father. He's born Ekachakragram. Nitai is the son of Hadai Pandit and Padmavati. He's a Brahmin. So he's saying, oh, your jutta is contaminated. And then Nitai says, it's Krishna Prasad. It can never be contaminated. And now Nityananda is, after that whole lila, Gauranga is saying, go take your prasad with the mlecha. Go take your... a minute ago, Advaita is saying that, oh, my body is contaminated by the remnants of a Brahmin. You follow? Nityananda is a Brahmin, he threw. And now Gauranga is saying, okay, that whole lila is over, all that smarta thing you established. Now go take prasadam with Mukunda Kaviraja. Mukunda was a Vaishya or a doctor or something like this. And then, of course, Haridas is a Mlecha Yavana. Go take your prasadam. If you take prasadam with a lower class, you're finished. It's a very interesting side point. Taveta Acharya Sange Lana Duijan Karila Chaya Bojan Yechilaman. Advaita Acharya took prasadam with Mukunda and Haridas, and they all wholeheartedly ate as much as they desired. Haribo. Icha Bojan. Eat to your heart's desire. You ever heard that phrase? Eat to your heart's desire. So this is the conclusion of the story of Advaita Acharya feeds the Avadhut Nityananda and Gauranga Mahaprabhu. Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita Ki.